Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying one of the ugly parts of Scripture over the next few days in 2 Samuel chapter 13, where Amnon takes advantage of and violates his half-sister named Tamar. And after Amnon's act of violation, the text tells us that he began to hate Tamar. So listen to the repetition in verse 15. It says, "Then Amnon hated her with a very great hatred, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her." How much did he hate her? Well, he sought to blame her for the whole affair. He ends up calling in a servant and demands that Tamar be kicked out and locked the door so that she could not enter again. Amnon was trying to arrange the scenario so that it looked like she was the guilty one of this reprehensible conduct, where in reality, she had only acted in innocence and love. He calls upon his servant and literally says to him, "Put this out of my presence." He has full-blown objectified Tamar. She's no longer a woman, no longer a human, just a piece of flesh for his own personal use to be disposed of. Tamar knew this was what he was attempting to do, and she pleads with him, "If you go through with this, this would be a greater pain against me than what you just did to me. You cannot do this to me. Don't put me out like this." And not a man, one in this entire passage so far, has had one bit of care for Tamar. Well, we will see later that David is angered, but he does nothing. This man who was once a skillful person and a warrior is turning into the shadow of the man he once was. He sends his daughter into the wolf's den, and he does nothing to slay the wolf or protect the sheep. I was talking with my wife about this particular passage, and she said something very poignant that I wanted you to hear. This is what she said. "There is so much unseen or brushed under the rug when it comes to mistreating women. The world wants to say that they handle it, but then they abuse and objectify women in the worst of ways. There are so many hurting women who do not know where to turn for truth and healing because they've been overlooked, or sin against them has refused to be handled. Just another reason why men, especially men of the church, should understand the vulnerability of women and the role God has called the men to. They need to be protectors. They need to be defenders. Women need to be defended from this type of nonsense." As you pray today, please remember Tommy and Sarah Rose and their family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Makua LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Mozambique.